For months now, the Small Business Administration has been embroiled in a lawsuit. At issue is how SBA reports federal contracting activity with women-owned, minority-owned, and other disadvantaged businesses. The suit comes from the American Small Business League. It alleges SBA includes contracts that went to Fortune 500 companies when calculating federal progress in small business goals. We get the latest now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, tell us more about this suit.
So the American Small Business League filed this lawsuit in May, and they said the SBA is using creative accounting to misrepresent federal contracting goals. SBA has certain goals it's supposed to reach, like contracting with women-owned small businesses, for example. And if SBA doesn't meet its goals under the Small Business Act, the agency must report on why it failed to meet the goals, as well as provide a plan to achieve them the next year. So the concern of the Small Business League is that SBA is excluding certain contracts to meet those goals, and the result is that nothing gets fixed. The league wants SBA to stop this practice and redo its fiscal 2015 goaling report, the most recent one that came out earlier this spring, to reflect on what they believe is the actual small business federal contracting environment. SBA responded a week ago with a motion to dismiss this lawsuit, and since that story that I wrote on that motion, I've spoken with the attorney for the league, Rob Belshaw, who had this to say.
First of all, they're saying that it is not an agency action, and I think the statute, the Administrative Procedures Act, is defined to include a failure to act specifically. And this is, in fact, a failure to act when Congress, through the Small Business Act, requires that an agency file reports. Implicit in that is a requirement that the agency file accurate reports, and that is the crux of our lawsuit. These reports are not accurate.
Belshaw said that this failure to act can have a significantly negative impact on small businesses like the ones I mentioned earlier, women-owned, disabled, veteran-owned, minority-owned businesses. He said SBA hasn't had an opportunity to defeat this lawsuit in the motion if they could point to existing laws or policies that lay out the criteria for determining what contracts qualify as small business and which qualify as goaling exclusions. But they couldn't do it because there is no law justifying this procedure, says Belshaw. Here he is again.
There's nothing really substantive. In other words, what the SBA is saying is not that what we're doing is right. In fact, they admit it isn't. What they're saying is that the court does not have the authority to make the call on this, that we have not stated a case under the Administrative Procedures Act, and the judge doesn't have the authority to say, you've got to straighten your act out. And that's essentially what we're looking at here. They make no substantive defense of what they're actually doing. And in fact, when they've been asked repeatedly, tell us the law that allows you to exclude certain contracts from developing the equation, developing the percentage of small business participation, and tell us the law which allows you to include with what are obviously large businesses such as Verizon in calculating the amount of small business participation. And they've been unable to do that. And in fact, this was a wonderful opportunity for them to do that. They could have defended their policy substantively. They didn't.
Pretty sharp words from the American Small Business League's lawyer, Meredith, and we're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. So what does the SBA argue in its motion to dismiss the whole case?
SBA has three arguments for why they want a judge to throw out the case, but it all kind of boils down to the idea that SBA is just reporting the information given to them by federal agencies. I did ask SBA specifically for a comment on this, and they said they don't offer statements on litigation. However, back in April, when this goaling report came out, John Sciarca, who was SBA's Associate Administrator of Government Contracting and Business Development, he told me that SBA's exclusion practices is both a holdover from the previous administration's rules, but is also being updated to be more inclusive. Some things that they put back on the inclusion list were commercial vehicle leases and overseas contracts. I also spoke with Tony Franco. He's an attorney here in Washington who's also looked at the methodology of the SBA report. He took a look at the motion and had this to say about it.
If you look at what they're saying throughout the decision, throughout their motion, you know, they point out just different things that they do not believe fall within the context of a reviewable. So, for example, argument A first, you know, the SBA's reporting of the goals is not an agency action, okay, because it's not a rule order license. Then they go on to say why it's not a rule. that this really isn't a rule. Then they basically go ahead and say that it's not a sanction. Then they move on to say that it's not a discrete agency action. So what they're basically, it doesn't really cut them into whether it's a final agency action, as it is something that they just don't believe rises to the level of being a reviewable event.
That was Tony Franco, an attorney here in Washington. And that APA he mentioned is the Administrative Procedure Act. And here he is explaining that a bit more.
The way that this action has been brought by the American Small Business League, it's grounding it on the Administrative Procedure Act, which is, the law that basically allows the courts to basically check whether the executive branch is doing things in accordance with what the law requires. And particularly in the regulatory field, it's under the Administrative Procedures Act that agency actions are subject to review, and they're subject to review based upon a specific standard that is set forth in the law. And, what the SBA has done here through their lawyers at the Department of Justice is what I think most agencies would do when confronted with this kind of lawsuit, try to make arguments as to why it is that the case should be dismissed and should go away, because it really isn't appropriate. The facts underlying the cause of action aren't really appropriate for what the law allows the courts to review.
So that's what an outside lawyer looking in on all of this says. Meredith, what happens next?
Rob Belshaw with the Small Business League said the league will be offering a written response to the motion later this month. I asked Franco what he thinks will happen, and he said it could go either way, but it wouldn't surprise him if SBA loses this.
For every argument, there's a counter-argument in cases you can point out to distinguish. And obviously, right now I've only read this one side, very well written, makes what I believe some strong arguments as to why it is that this kind of action really isn't the kind that would be reviewed by a court under the APA. The only reason I think the government may lose here is because a court may be sympathetic to someone who wants some review. And what other way are they going to get a review of allegations that perhaps require some more scrutiny?
Tony Franco handicaps it either way, basically. At this point, we just don't know what's going to happen.
Yep, we'll just have to wait and see later on this summer.
I don't recall a similar case of SBA being sued for the reports it compiles based on what other federal agencies tell it.
It's not the first time someone's been mad at a report because they didn't like the results of it, but whether or not that will hold water for this judge who's going to have to hear it, we'll have to wait and see.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can follow her coverage and also share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.